got a question here for you, Chris. It's from Bev Tucker, and she suffers from ringing in her ears, and she was wondering what causes it and if there's any way of stopping it.
Yeah, the most common reason we get ringing in our ears is because we go and experience a sound that's too loud. And what happens is that you have about 16,000 of these tiny things called hair cells in your inner ear. And the inner ear is a structure called the cochlea that quite literally turns sound waves, vibrations, into brain waves, nerve energy. And it does this by these little tiny hairs vibrating. And when they vibrate, they pull open a little channel or a pore in the surface of the cell. And that lets potassium in, and it changes the nerve activity in the cell. And that's then signalled via the nervous system into your brain, so you hear noises. Now, if you're exposed to a really devastatingly loud noise, or a noise that's too loud for too long, then the tips of these hairs can break off and it jams the channel open for a while. And so more potassium goes into the cell than it should, so the cell continuously stays active and you keep hearing a sound even though there's no sound there. And luckily, those nerve tips or the hair tips can regrow. But if you're exposed to really, really, really loud sounds or a very loud sound for a very long period of time, you can actually rip away all of these so-called stereocilia, the hair cells, and the cell can die. And I did read one quote that said, when you stand on the underground and a big train goes past very loud, a handful of those cells dies every time. So over time, as you age, you lose these things, unfortunately, and you do end up deaf once you get to your old age.
So what causes this kind of thing which carries on going for a long time? I guess if the cell dies, would that still cause this noise?
What probably happens once you get a chronic problem is that because you are removing from the brain the input from the cochlea, the inner ear, corresponding to that particular frequency that those cells would have signalled, the brain thinks that it's gone deaf. So it turns up the amplifier, if you like, because the brain listens a bit harder for the sounds it is expecting and they're not coming. So it turns it up a bit more. And it's a bit like if you turn the radio up when you're tuned to a station and it's not a very good signal, then you hear some hiss in the background. If you keep turning it up, the hiss gets louder and louder and louder. And that's effectively what the brain is doing, or at least that's one model of what we think this so-called tinnitus, which is what the chronic problem is called, actually is.